Halashing for Halas? Want to bribe or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essen Fressen Show. I'm Adrian Bugatti, your host for today. So today we're actually talking all about soups. Now, I know a lot of people aren't sure. I mean, it's still hot and it's summer and we're not thinking about the cold weather. So I thought, well, why not look at soups that you're not used to? How about some cold soups? My family are huge, big soup eaters. It can be hot or cold. They will eat it any time of the day or night. So we're going to start with some cold soups. Now, the thing with cold soups is they're often not cheap soups. So I found one cheap soup that my kids actually do like, because it's made with a vegetable they quite like. And that is the gazpacho soup. Sorry, not gazpacho, gem squash soup. So it's quite easy to make. It's 6 small gem squash, 300 mils of water, 600 mils of milk or soy milk or almond milk, depending on what you want. Some salt to taste, sugar. I must admit, I don't usually use the sugar in the recipe. I mean, I found the recipe years ago. It's about 30 years old. I've never put sugar in it, mostly because the first time I made it, I forgot. And I just found it doesn't need it. But that's everybody's taste individually. And then some nutmeg, about, depending on how many gem squash you're using. So for 6 gem squash, I would say about a half a teaspoon of ground nutmeg. So we're starting this show off really quick and early with your first recipe. So you're going to boil the 6 gem squash in your 300 mils of water, your salted water, obviously. About 10 minutes, depending on the size of your gem squash, you want them soft. Then you're going to scoop out the seeds and you're going to scoop out the flesh and liquidize that until it's, you know, soup consistency. Once you've liquidized it, you're going to add your milk, your nutmeg, your salt and pepper to taste, and you cook for another 5 minutes. And then switch it off and cool it down. Now, if you want to add a splash of something extra, you can add some cream to it, some whipped cream, or if you're keeping it pareve, some oily whip. And if you want to beat your oily whip with a little bit of sugar instead to make it peak a bit better, then really you don't need the sugar in your actual soup, you know, when you're making it. So the thing I love about some of these soups that I'm going to give you today, although I'm only going to post 2 recipes on the website, is the fact that some of them can be done hot or cold. We've had this gem squash, we've had it hot as well. You know, it just depends on when you're making it. And I make it quite a few times during the year, you know, any time. Then there's another, I love this recipe. I found this recipe when my kids were very, very young. I have adjusted it slightly. I don't even think the recipe book I got it from is available anymore. I've never seen it in the shops before or since, actually. So this is a small soup. It feeds about 4 people, and it is literally the fastest soup in the universe. So I hope everybody likes tomato soup. So it's great for, and it's a toddler-friendly recipe as well. So to get them to eat it, you can just change it up a little bit. So we want 4 fresh Israeli tomatoes. That was the original recipe. Now, I have since made this recipe with pretty much any tomato that I can find. So, but they need to be a decent size. So we've got 4 fresh tomatoes, a can of tomato and onion mix. Now, I like the one where you get with, you buy the canned chopped tomatoes with like the basil and the oregano and the garlic in it just to give it some flavor. But if you're making this for children, then just buy the plain chopped Italian tomatoes. So it, once again, just to repeat it, it's 4 fresh tomatoes, large ones, a can of tomato and onion mix, a can of Italian chopped tomatoes. And if you're using plain, then it's a teaspoon of fresh chopped parsley or a quarter teaspoon of dried parsley and a teaspoon of fresh chopped basil or, once again, a quarter of a teaspoon. And then you can add salt if you prefer. Remember, this is supposed was originally a recipe for toddlers, so it doesn't have salt or anything in it. I must admit, we do have salt in. And literally, you put the whole lot in a pot. You blend everything together. And then if you've put it in a blender, pour it into a pot. If you blended it in the pot already, just heat it for about 15 minutes. You don't want it to boil. So just as it starts to boil, tone it down, simmer it for 15 minutes, and done. What we do is we'll often have it for lunch. So we have some, I use sliced French bread with some grated cheese on. I put that in the oven to melt the cheese. My kids, if they're in a really, you know, if they're very hungry and they don't want to wait for that, they stick it in the microwave on a piece of, they put a piece of bread with cheese on top and they stick it in the microwave to melt. Very simple, very easy. And it's actually a full delicious lunch, light lunch. You can have it as a starter. I do sometimes, if I want to, you know, add it up a little bit, fancy it up a little bit, I will put in some oily whip or some cream, stir it through and make it into a cream of tomato soup, which is also delicious. Or sometimes I just grate cheese straight into the soup, into the hot soup, and it melts. So you've got the stringy cheese when you eat. Kids love that too. So soup for me is absolutely like, it's just so easy to make. And a lot of soups, one of the soups I'm going to give, you can actually just leave it cooking for hours. It's not going to go off. It's not going to change. And the kids can help themselves, especially the older ones, as they come home from school. So it's not really going to interfere with their school meal either, with their supper either. And for those with kids, I know, like for me, my girls can be quite fussy. Some days they'll eat and some days they won't. Then what we do is we just, you know, they help themselves. And then I don't have to worry if they don't eat supper that night because they've actually had quite a good meal for during the day. So, like I said, that is the easiest recipe I have in my repertoire, just in total, because the cooking is minimal. You're not dicing and slicing and what have you. Everything just goes into the blender. And you can adjust it any way you want. Then there's another favorite soup. Now, I've been privileged that my kids will eat pretty much everything. You know, not guaranteed, but they will eat almost everything. So being able to make different vegetable soups are great. Two of my kids, well, my whole family, two of the favorite meals in our house are butternut soup and potato soup. I wouldn't call it a vichyssoise because not quite the way it should be made, but it's literally a potato soup. So it's potatoes and onions and butter. I'll post that recipe as well. We'll talk about that after the break. So we're going to take a break quickly for a minute, and then we will be back. You're listening to Adrian Bugatti on the Ace and Fresen Show, where it's all about the food.
Chalashim for chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Hi, welcome back. This is Adrian, and we're talking soups today. So, like I said, one of my children or my family's favorite soups is an adaptation of a vichyssoise. Vichyssoise is a potato and leek soup and traditionally eaten cold. We have it year round, hot or cold, depending on what season it is. And to cut the cost, because leeks are not always the cheapest thing, we've started making it with onions instead of leeks, and it tastes almost as good. So the original recipe was 6 large leeks, or 12 small ones, some oil, 4 medium potatoes sliced, 3 cups of chicken stock, salt and pepper, and freshly chopped chives. You trim the greens for the leeks, you cut everything else into 2-centimeter pieces, and you saute them in a little oil, being very careful not to brown them. If they go brown, it changes the color of your soup, and it doesn't actually look very appetizing at all. Add your potatoes, your chicken stock, and your seasoning to taste, and you simmer until the potatoes are soft. Then you blend it till it's smooth, and you can stick it in the fridge to chill. Now, we've adapted that, so we use 1 onion. Okay. Now, I make double this recipe because everybody loves it. So instead of 6 leeks, what we do is we use 1 onion. We take 6 potatoes, peel those, chop them, 3 cups of chicken stock, and your salt and pepper. Boil it all up until it's soft. Now, with the water to boil the potatoes, we actually mash the potato or make the soup in the water that we use to boil it. So that's an important thing. It's not wasting. It's keeping everything that you need all together. So what we do is we take, and it makes it a nice thick soup as well, because you've got the starch from the potatoes. So once the potatoes are soft, And a little trick to this is make sure your potato pieces and your onion pieces are pretty much all the same size, because then they cook evenly and not some longer, some less. So once your potatoes are cooked, you need to blend them to get in the water. So it's all in one pot. It's much quicker. You fry up your onions in the pot. You add your potatoes and your water, your stock. And then you blend it all together in the pot once it's cooked. So no changing pots. It's a lot less work to wash up. And like I said, this soup is absolutely fine when it's hot, and it's brilliant when it's cold. So we can often have, I'll often do a double batch, and then we'll have it for Friday night supper, and sometimes we'll have it for Saturday lunch as well. And the kids love it. I must admit, I don't often put the chives in, just because unless I've got visitors, I don't need it to be fancy. Mine are happy with however I stick it in front of them, you know, as long as they get some. Then another huge family favorite is the cucumber soup. Now, cucumber soup is an expensive soup, so we really hardly ever have it. But it is one of the nicest soups ever. This one is best when you serve it cold. I have had it hot because the domestic thought it was a baby marrow soup because it's the same color, so she stuck it in the warmer. So the first thing is, these recipes that I'm giving you only feed 4 people. So you do need to know that you will have to double up if you've got more. So cucumber soup is a large cucumber. And I use about 750 mils of stock. Whether you're using chicken stock or vegetable stock, it doesn't matter. It does matter if you use beef stock. It does change the flavor, and not in a pleasant way. So chicken or vegetable stock is great. Take 1 onion and dice it very, very finely. It's just easier to cook it that way. 2 tablespoons of butter or margarine. Once again, I need to give you a cautionary note with margarine. Please be careful that you can cook with the margarine. You need to check on the side of your margarine tub or underneath, wherever they've put it, whether it is suitable for frying. You know, if it says it's suitable for sauces, then this, you can do it. But I would, if your margarine is not suitable for frying, then rather just use some oil. It works just as well. Just 2 tablespoons of butter, oil or margarine, 3 tablespoons of flour, salt, pepper, lemon juice, 2 egg yolks, and 1/3 cup of cream or oily whip. Now, little trick. We want it nice and bright and green, which it doesn't always turn out. So have some green food coloring on standby, just in case. I have had to use it once, but, you know, normally because I use the skin, it does come out nice and green. Okay, so you're going to slice your cucumber and you're going to simmer it with the onion and the stock for about 20 minutes until the cucumber is soft. Once it's cool, you're going to liquidize that mixture, the onion and the cucumber and the stock. Then in the pan, you're going to melt some butter, or you'll heat up your oil or melt your margarine and stir in your flour as if you're going to make a white sauce. Then slowly, because you don't want it to clump, is you're going to add your cucumber puree. And you're going to stir it to make sure there are no lumps, and then allow it to simmer for about 2 minutes. Adjust your seasoning with your salt and pepper. Add your lemon juice for a little bit of flavor. And if you need, you can add your food coloring in now. Then you're going to take your egg yolks and your cream or oily whip. You're going to whisk those two together, and slowly you're going to take some of the hot soup. You're going to add it into your mixture. Okay. You need to be careful, because if you add the mixture to the hot soup, your eggs actually cook and it destroys the soup. So you want to do it the other way around. You want to take your hot soup and slowly add it to your cucumber mixture and whisking it in, and then you re-add once it's more soup than egg, you're going to put it back in your pot to reheat. Once it's just about to boil, turn off the stove and chill your soup. And this is an absolutely delicious soup. Now, I'm going to give you a quicker version of this. This is the one I like the most, but there is a in a hurry version, I call it. So basically what I do is I slice my cucumber, I fry up my onion a little bit. I chop my onion, one onion. I fry up and add the cucumber and stock. I don't thicken it with the flour or anything until much later. If I do it at all, you just put it all together, blitz it up, no flour, you know, adjust your seasoning with salt, pepper, and lemon juice so you can make it into a nice gluten-free soup. And sometimes I'll add oily whip, but I don't add the eggs. So that's why I'm saying it's a quick, easy one, and it's quite adjustable, and it's delicious for a hot summer night. Right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about a couple of other soups that we absolutely love in this house. Once again, some cold and then some hot soups. This is Adrian Bugatti, and you're listening to the SN Freshen Show, where it's all about the food.
Chalashim for chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to Chai FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for SN Freshen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Essen Freshen Show. I'm Adrian Bugatti, and we've been talking about soups. So you will find on the – I've asked them to post on the site – cucumber soup recipe, the gem squash recipe, and then my baby marrow soup recipe. Now, the baby marrow soup is a really, really easy soup recipe, and it's one everybody loves, and it can be had – hot or cold. So that's something different. So for the baby marrow soup, the ingredients are pretty simple for a family of four. It's 1/2 onion chopped, one garlic clove chopped. You don't really need to chop the garlic clove as much. I used to, when I first started making it, I chopped it, and then I learned I'm going to blitz everything anyway. It doesn't need to be chopped. It just needs to be peeled. So I take my knife, I squish the garlic clove, I peel it, and I pop it into the pot with all the other ingredients. 500 grams of baby marrows cut into, like I said, equal pieces. So 1 centimeter pieces is great. 500 mils of chicken or vegetable stock. Depending on how thick you want your soup, you can add a little bit more, but not more than 750 mils of liquid. A half a teaspoon of salt, a pinch of black pepper, about 2 tablespoons of margarine, and then for something slightly different, if you are making this a milk soup, try and add, I know it's going to sound weird, it's about 60 mils or 4 tablespoons of cream cheese, spreading cheese. Absolutely delicious. Otherwise, we like to use about a half a cup of cream or oily whip into the soup. So you're going to heat your oil in a pot. You're going to add your onion and your garlic, and you saute that for about 5 minutes. Once again, because of the coloring, you've got to be careful not to let the onions go brown. Add your baby marrows, your stock, and your seasoning, and you cook it on a medium-high heat for about 15 minutes or until the baby marrow is soft. Add in your margarine and your cream cheese or just your cream, and you blend it until it's smooth. Adjust your seasoning and decide what you want to do. If you think it's not bright and green enough, you can add a tiny drop of food coloring, but otherwise into the fridge, serve it as you want. Like I said, hot or cold. It is absolutely delicious and another one of my family favorites. Now, here's a soup that I made the first time when we got married and we did not have a blender. I landed up making it by hand, and it took me hours because we had to grate everything and chop everything. And that is a gazpacho soup. Since those days, thankfully, I have moved on. I can now do it myself with all the millions of kitchen gadgets that I own, as people will tell you, especially my husband. I own, and my mother, I own pretty much every kitchen gadget known to man. I am short of an Instapot and an air fryer. But don't worry, those are on my wish lists. But I promise I'm not buying any more. I'm still recovering. So those are my two things that I really, really would still like to get. So, gazpacho. Gazpacho is a cold Italian vegetable soup, and there are a million different recipes. I have a Gordon Ramsay recipe that actually wants bread in it and all sorts of things. It's very thick and it's a delicious recipe. But I've only ever made it once just because there was just too much in it. So, gazpacho, now I have adjusted the recipe to suit me and to suit my lifestyle. But I'm going to give you the original and then I'm going to give you my version. Okay. So the original gazpacho, and this was found, I got this, so now the book is really old. It's called Eat's a Pleasure, and I think it is from, 19-something or other, because the book was 2 rand. So it's a very long time ago that I got this book. I think it was a wedding present or an engagement present, so I'll tell you how old it is. And I just absolutely, I mean, we use it all the time. It just all the time. So here is my gazpacho soup. The version in the book, and it is 4 tomatoes peeled, 1/2 a green pepper seeded, 1/2 a cucumber peeled, 1 onion, 1 tablespoon of tarragon vinegar, 1/2 a teaspoon of Worcester sauce, pinch of paprika, 2 celery stalks, 3 parsley sprigs, 1/2 a clove of garlic, 2/3 of a cup of water, 2 tablespoons of oil, some black pepper freshly ground with salt and pepper to taste. Well, salt to taste. Blend everything in together until they smooth. Stick it in the fridge to serve at lunchtime. I mean, what could be quicker? And if it's a little too thick, you can add more water and then it can be served. You know, if you want, you can add some slightly thicker chopped vegetables just to give it a bit of crunch. So that's this one. And my version is the cheat version. I haven't got time for this. So I take 2 cans of chopped peeled tomato and onion mix. So it's 1 can of tomato and onion mix, 1 can of chopped peeled tomatoes. I don't like green pepper, so I will use a yellow or a red pepper, also chopped up. Because I'm using the tomato and onion mix, I don't add an onion. Finding tarragon vinegar is often difficult, so I don't even bother. I put lemon juice in mine. I put soya sauce instead of Worcester sauce, some paprika, lots of garlic. So not 1/2 a clove of garlic. I would use probably 1 or 2 cloves of garlic, depending on if you like your garlic flavor. And I do put the oil in. It just gives it a smoother consistency. And then your salt and pepper to taste. Blend it all together. Now, we like ours quite spicy, so I often will add Tabasco to mine to give it that kick. You know, depending. If I have visitors coming, then I will put the Tabasco sauce on the table and everyone can add for themselves, because, like, my son will add so that nobody else can eat it and other people are quite happy with it plain. And if you can blend it as smooth as possible, that is great. It doesn't, you know, it still should retain some of its texture because we are eating, you know, vegetables. But what I liked about this is I used to make it for a while. I made it a lot until I realized how much my family were eating it. It is a very healthy filler for people who are on diet. Okay, most of the vegetables in there are very low GI and are very healthy and nutritious. Tomatoes are good antioxidants, so they help you fight things like cancer and those kind of things. So they're supposed to be good for you. If you don't like using Tabasco, you can put paprika in. It'll give it a similar kick, just not quite as strong. And the Worcester sauce, the only reason I came up with the soya sauce was because I didn't have any Worcester sauce in my cupboard. And it just needed something. The taste was wrong. I decided to give it a bit of the salty sauce, the soya sauce, which has that in it, and it came out perfectly. Remember, the original Worcester sauce is actually made with anchovies. It's the non-kosher one is a fish sauce. The anchovies are a spicy fish, a salty fish. So if you're adding soya salt, you get that sauce, you get that salt flavor to it as well. So there's my quick gazpacho recipe. And now we're going to look over something a little bit warmer. You know, moving into February next week, and that pretty much means summer is almost done. By March, we're going to have, hopefully, cooler temperatures for those who prefer the cooler temperatures. Me, I'm quite happy with my temperatures in the mid-20s, early 30s, but I know not everybody agrees with me. So here are some nice winter soups, some nice cold soups, and some nice quick cheat soups. So my first one is another huge family favorite, and that is my butternut soup. Butternut soup, my family absolutely adores butternut soup. So It's 45 mils of margarine. Once again, please, if you are using a margarine that cannot be used for frying, then rather use oil. 2 onions sliced, 1 kilo of butternut peeled and chopped. Please remember, once again, pieces should all be about the same size. 4 potatoes peeled and cut into pieces. About 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of water, or enough water to cover, to just cover the butternut. Please don't put too much. And 15 mils of curry powder. Now you can leave out the curry powder if you prefer, and you can adjust the curry powder to whichever one you want, whether it's hot or cold, sorry, whether it's hot or mild curry powder, that's fine. You're going to brown the onion with the curry and they're in the margarine. So you're going to melt your margarine or your oil. You're going to heat it up. You brown your onions with your curry powder. You add your butternut and your potato and your stock and you bring it to boil, then turn down the heat and simmer until all the butternut and the potato are soft enough to blend. I use a stick blender, or you can put it into a big blender and you blend it until smooth. And just to add a little twist to it, once again, if you're really feeling up to like fancying it up, I swirl some Ollie Whip through it just to make it look pretty, or just to increase it and smooth down the curry if I've made it too strong. Like I said, butternut soup in my house is a big, big thing. Everybody in my house eats butternut soup. It's a favorite. We love it. So the next soup that I'm going to cover is mulligatawny soup. Now, mulligatawny soup is one of my favorites, and it's made with leftover chicken. And it's an entire meal on its own. So you're going to use 1 liter of stock, whether it's vegetable, beef, chicken, doesn't matter. 1 apple. They want 60 grams of schmaltz. I changed that because I didn't have schmaltz at the time and it worked out fine. I just used oil. 1 tablespoon of chutney, 1 large carrot, 2 onions, and then the original recipe called for sultanas. I don't like sultanas, but you can put in 1 handful of sultanas. They want 2 tablespoons of curry powder and 2 tablespoons of snowflake flour. Salt and pepper to adjust, and some lemon juice or vinegar. And then chicken, whatever chicken you've got left over, just chop it up. That's my advice to you. If you've got leftover chicken, chop it up into pieces. I usually use about 2 breasts to make the mulligatawny soup, just because I like it, a lot of powder, like a lot of chicken in it. Sorry about that. So you're going to chop your apple and your vegetables into pieces, and you're going to sort of heat up your margarine and toss it all up together. And then, you've got your heated vegetables, and then you slowly, slowly stir in your flour to start thickening it up and your curry powder. Add your stock and bring it together to, boil it at about 45 minutes. So it's not a quick soup. Rub it through a sieve or stick it in a blender, whichever you prefer, depending on how smooth you want it. And then add your chicken. It's, chopped up chicken pieces. You just reheat that for a few more minutes. You can then adjust your seasoning using the salt and pepper and some of the lemon juice. I just like that. Now this is a soup, if you don't want it with chicken in, you can just leave the chicken out, not a problem. So if you don't have leftover chicken, it's not a problem either. So that's another delicious soup to make. Then I have for you guys, a beautiful hot winter soup. Now this is a great soup as a full meal, you know, if you want. So it's really, really yum. Once again, as I said, my recipe serves four people. So you can double it up easily. I do. This one is a definite meat soup. I use, must admit, I use marrow bone in this one because we all like marrow bone. So it's a tablespoon of oil, a medium onion peeled and chopped, a teaspoon of garlic flakes if you're using the dried ones, or I use a full clove of garlic. Like I said, I like garlic in our food. The original recipe just asked for two pieces of meat, sort of your stewing bones. So it's meat and bones together, about 500 grams. I will use, I must admit, I use as much bones, like marrow bone, as I've got people coming. So it's not a set amount of meat in there. And you could actually leave it out if you don't want it. So 2 tablespoons of beef stock, a teaspoon of dried rosemary, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1 large peeled and grated carrot, 1 baby marrow, also trim it and grate it, 1 celery stalk sliced, 1 leek sliced, 1.5 liters of water, and then 1 cup of soup mix. So the soup mix is the dried pulses, so lentils and beans and stuff. You just find them on the shelf. It's called soup mix, and it's got barley in it, and it's got peas, and it's got lentils. It's got a whole mixture of stuff inside. You're going to heat your oil. You're going to fry your onion and garlic in it until the onion is transparent. Once again, don't allow the onion to go brown. Although in this case, because it is quite a dark soup from the meat, if it does go a little brown, it's not the end of the world. Add your meat or your bones or whatever you're using and your stock powder to the soup, your rosemary, your cloves, and fry that again. So you want the stock powder, not the liquid. And then what we're going to do is you're going to bring all of that to boil. You can add your carrots and baby marrow, your celery, your leek, then your water, your soup mix, whether you're using lentils or the soup mix. This takes about 1 hour, so you want it to bring it to boil, and then you don't want to simmer it too low. You want to simmer it on a medium heat for about 1 hour. And to make it into a meal, you're going to serve it with some health bread, 1 or 2 slices of seed loaf. Delicious for winter. We're going to take a break. This is Adrian from the Essen Freshen Show, where it's all about the food. And today it's all about soup.
Chalashing for chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagati for Essen Freshen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Adrian, and this is the Essen Freshen Show, where today we're talking about, so let's talk about soup. A soup that almost everybody knows is minestrone. So I have 2 very quick recipes for minestrone soup. The first one is literally taking frozen vegetables, so any frozen vegetables you like, putting it in a pot, bringing it to boil, and you're going to bring it to boil with enough with chicken stock, vegetable stock, beef stock, whichever stock you prefer. Then I add 1 can of tomato beans, so baked beans and tomato sauce. Just pop in your can of that. Adjust your flavoring with salt and pepper. And that's your soup. You bring it to boil for another few minutes, and then you want to add broken up spaghetti. So I take spaghetti, break it into little pieces, and I add it in, and that makes a full lunch. The other soup is a little bit more involved, and it's a, you know, it takes a little planning and about 45 minutes to cook. So you want a tablespoon of oil, 2 onions chopped, 2 cloves of garlic crushed, or 2 teaspoons of the dried, you know, of the minced garlic. So, you know, if you're using the dried garlic powder, I would use the crushed garlic pieces. I would use 1 teaspoon. Then we want a tin of white beans, drained, about 20 mils of stock. So 4 teaspoons of stock powder dissolved in 6 cups of water, 2 carrots peeled and diced, 2 celery sticks, you know, sliced, 2 baby marrows chopped, 3 onions diced, 100 grams of durum wheat pasta. You can use the shapes, you can use whatever pasta you want, 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley and black pepper. If you're using the dried parsley, then cut that by a half, and it's 1 teaspoon of dried parsley. Heat your oil in a large pan and add your onion and your garlic, and you can saute them. If you want your minestrone to be a meaty minestrone, get some macon that has some fat on it, or 1 or 2 pieces of meat with fat on. The fat just adds that extra flavor. You're going to cook it for about 5 minutes until it's soft. Then you're going to add your beans, your stock, your water, and you're going to simmer that for another 15 minutes. Then you're going to add your vegetables, and that goes in for 30 minutes of simmering. And for the last 10 to 15 minutes, you're going to add your pasta until they are tender. You can stir in your parsley, your salt, your pepper to taste, and serve. Now, if you've made it without the meat, you can add some cheese on top. If you're feeling really, you know, Lotto winner style, add some Parmesan on top. But I just finally grate Tuss's cheese on to make it a little thicker. This is a great carbo-loading soup. So just remember that if you're watching your weight, you're going to have to exercise this one off. But if you leave out the pasta, you're going to have a lower carb food meal, and it's great. If you want to add, you know, the extra, you can serve it with some toast. I think it's a brilliant soup. I love minestrone soup specifically because it is an easy recipe, and it's filling, and everybody loves it. And then some little cheat soups. So, borscht. Beetroot soup. You like beetroot soup? I can't stand cooking the beetroots and peeling them because fingers get red and everything gets red. So what I do is I take a bottle of beetroot. I put aside the liquid because you're going to adjust it. Because it's a pickling liquid, it is quite tangy, and you want your soup to be nice and smooth. Put that aside. We use it then, you take your beetroot, you blend it up as small as you want it. Then I adjust the liquid with salt, sugar, just to get the flavor that I want, and I pour it back into the beetroot soup. You can fry up some diced onion if you want, but it's not necessary. Or you can buy the bottle of beetroot soup. Some of them, the beetroot, some of it does come with onion in it. Put it in to adjust it and serve it, whether you want to serve it hot or cold. That's up to you, with a nice peeled boiled potato and some oily whip or cream. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the show when it's been about soup. I hope you enjoy the recipes that we're posting on the site, and have a great week. This is Adrian Bugatti, and you were listening to the Essence Fresh and Show.